Good morning and welcome to the Dunedin Blue Jays Radio Network. I'm Chris Valentine, and today we have the series finale between the visiting St. Lucie Mets and your Dunedin Blue Jays. Your Blue Jays took Game 5 last night, 3-0, pitching their fourth shutout of the season and positioning themselves for their second series win of the year with a victory today. Rafael Ohashi was outstanding last night. He went 5 shutout innings, 3 hits, and 6 strikeouts. Jimmy Robbins went the next 3, only giving up 1 hit, striking out 5. And Juan Nunez pitched the 9th, inducing a game-ending double play to earn his first save of the year. Nick Frasso gets the nod for the Blue Jays today, making his 3rd start since coming off the IL on May 14th. He's been excellent in his return thus far, yet to allow a run on 7 innings pitched and recording 13 strikeouts to just 1 walk. He'll take on Mets starter Christian Scott, making his 2nd start of the year. Scott was the Mets' 5th round selection last year and is currently their 25th ranked prospect. He struggled in his first 2 appearances, but may have found something in his last performance where he went 3 scoreless against the Tampa Tarpons. The lineups look like this for the Mets: batting first in center field, Alex Ramirez; batting second at first base, William Lugo; batting third in right field, Omar De Los Santos; batting fourth in left field, Stanley Consuegra; batting fifth, the DH, Carlos Dominguez; batting sixth, the second baseman, Jose Rivera; batting seventh at third base, Justin Guerrera; batting eighth, the catcher, Raul Barisierta; and rounding out the order, the shortstop, batting ninth, Junior Tillian. For the Blue Jays, they look like this: batting first, the shortstop, Adrian Pinto; batting second in center field, Hugo Cardona; batting third in left field, Gabby Martinez; batting fourth, the first baseman, Rainer Nunez; batting fifth at third base, Damiano Palmigiani; batting sixth in right field, Adriel Sotolongo; batting seventh, the DH, the catcher, Jose Ferrer; and rounding out the order, batting ninth at second base, Jose Rivas. We'll take a short break. First pitch should be in about 8 minutes. You are listening to the Dunedin Blue Jays Radio Network. Hello and welcome to the Dunedin Blue Jays Radio Network. I'm Chris Valentine, and today we have Game 6 of this series between the St. Lucie Mets and your Dunedin Blue Jays. Your Blue Jays took three of the first five, of this series, and they look to clinch the series win here today, their second potential series victory of the year. Nick Frosso on the bump for the Blue Jays, making his third start since coming off of injury. He had a few injuries since the 2019 season. It was 18 in about 2.5 years, and he's looked really good since coming back. It's a warm day here in Dunedin, Florida. Beautiful day for baseball, though. A little bit of clouds, but we look to be all right going forward. The wind blowing out to left center field. Alex Ramirez leading it off for St. Lucie. We wait for the bullpens to close their gates for the third game in a row now. And Ramirez steps in. Frosso on the rubber. We're ready to go. Frosso kicks and fires. First pitch. Fastball at 94, just below the knees. 1-0 to start off Ramirez. Alex Ramirez, William Lugo, and Omar De Los Santos do up in this half inning. That one finds the zone right at the knees. Now 1-1 the count. Alex Ramirez on the year batting .327. Best batting average in the Florida State League. Takes that one inside. Now 2-1. Last night, Ramirez went 0-3 with a walk and two Ks. The 2-1. Grounder right back up the middle. Frosso getting out of the way. Diving to potentially make the play was Rivas, but it gets past him into center field. A leadoff single for Alex Ramirez. Let's take a look at the defense for the Blue Jays. In the outfield left to right, we've got Gabby Martinez, Hugo Cardona, and Adriel Sotolongo. Along the infield, third to first, Damiano Palmigiani, Adrian Pinto, Jose Rivas, and Rainer Nunez, with Jose Ferrer behind the dish. One on, no outs for the Mets. That first pitch to William Lugo. Foul tip back into the screen. 0-1 to start him off. Lugo went 2-for-4 last night with a double. Couldn't come around. And the pickoff attempt now. They got Alex Ramirez leaning. They're going to tag. And that takes care of the leadoff base hit. That wipes that right off the board. And one out now. 0-1 count to Lugo. Alex Ramirez steals a ton of bags for St. Lucie. But he was caught leaning there on the pickoff attempt by Frosso. Kicks and fires. That one outside. 1-1, that slider, low and away. And a big cut at that one. 96 blew it right by him. 1-2, now the count to Lugo. The 1-2, that one outside. Two balls, two strikes, one away here, top half of the first. Frosso kicks and fires, cut and a miss, blew that fastball right by him, 97 miles an hour. First strikeout of the day for Nick Frosso, out number two of the inning, and that will bring up Omar De Los Santos.
Right fielder, number 21, Omar De Los Santos.
Omar De Los Santos, the right fielder today. Cut and a miss. That one, the slider. Skips across the plate. 0-1 to start him off. 277 on the year. Four home runs. Big cut of that one. Followed the slider up with another slider. Fooled De Los Santos. Kicks and fires now for Frosso. And back-to-back-to-back sliders. Gets him swinging. The Mets go down in order. We'll head to the bottom half of the first. Nothing here at TD Ballpark. We're back here, bottom half of the first, nothing. Adrian Pinto will lead it off for the Blue Jays. He'll be followed by Hugo Cardona and Gabby Martinez. And a change for the starting pitcher for St. Lucie, I guess a late scratch that we did not get word of. Javier Atencio, the lefty, will get the starting duties for the Mets. And a violation on him early. It's going to be a 1-0 count to start off Adrian Pinto. I'm not sure if it's a scratch or if they opted to go with an opener here for Christian Scott. That one's in there for a called strike. As Pinto looked to lay down a bunt, pulled it away on the pitch inside. A 1-1 count. We'll see if we're warming up anytime soon, but the original starting lineup had Christian Scott starting this game for St. Lucie. A 3-1 count now as that one misses outside. The 3-1, that one up high. Pinto started walking towards first before that ball even reached Barisierta's mitt. The leadoff man on for the Blue Jays, and that'll bring up Hugo Cardona.
Now batting center fielder, number 11, Hugo Cardona.
Adrian Pinto on first. He is a threat to steal here. And there he goes, first pitch. That one low and inside, called a strike, and he's into second safely. That pitch coming in at 74. Barisierto was going to have to bullet one over to second. He was not able to. So now finding himself in scoring position is Adrian Pinto on with his 13th stolen base of the year. The 0-1, that one outside. Barisierto doing a good job reaching all the way out for that one, keeping that from getting to the backstop. A ball and a strike. Atencio kicks and fires that one outside as well. Struggling with his command a little bit here early on. A couple wild, not wild pitches, but pitches that definitely missed their locations. Two balls and a strike the count. The lefty kicks and fires. That one fouled. Now 2-2 the count. Javier Atencio has made one start this year, went four innings, one run given up. That was the first game of this series. Two balls, two strikes. Atencio kicks and fires. That one lifted right side. That's going to get out of play. In on the hands of Cardona. He fouls it off. Two balls, two strikes. Kicks and fires. Fouled off the end of the bat by Cardona. Again, staying alive here. Two pitch. That one low and inside. Count now full. 3-2 runner on second for the Blue Jays. Hugo Cardona with a chance here to get his first Dunedin RBI of the year. Atencio fires. That one fouled off. Cardona doing a great job protecting the plate. That one looked a little bit high and in, but too close to take. He fouls it off into the netting. So we'll try it again. Three balls, two strikes. Gabby Martinez on deck for Dunedin. Atencio fires, fouled off again. Cardona really protecting the plate. He's waiting for his pitch. He's not afraid to take a walk either. He's got five so far in his time here in Dunedin. The 3-2 again. That one outside. Ball four. Back-to-back walks to start it off for Javier Atencio. That'll bring up the hottest hitter in the Florida State League, Gabby Martinez. Gabby Martinez, you'll be hard-pressed to find a better hitter right now. He's gotten his batting average up to .303, hit his ninth home run of the year last night, his eighth of the month of May. And that one pops away, and going is Pinto. Throw is not going to be in time. It's going to be a passed ball on Barisierta. Both runners advancing into scoring position now. So now runners on second and third, the exact guy that you'd want in this lineup up right now. 1-0 count. Lefty-righty matchup. The lefty kicks and fires that one up high. Rainer Nunez on deck. Currently the best 1-2 punch in the Florida State League. Second and third and average in the league. Foul that one off. Two balls and a strike. Nunez leads the Florida State League with 10 home runs. And Martinez is tied for second with 9 himself. The 2-1. That one lifted right side. Hook and foul up and over the netting into the seating bowl. Two balls, two strikes, now the count to Gabby Martinez. Martinez went 2-for-4 last night, 2 RBIs. Drove in 2 of the 3 runs for Dunedin last night. The 2-2 pitch lifted back and out of play. We'll try it again. Two balls, two strikes, the count. Atencio kicks and fires. That one lifted. That'll stay in the infield. Calling it off is the first baseman, William Lugo. He makes the grab. And that'll be out number one. Let's take a look at the defense for the Mets. In the outfield, left to right, we've got Stanley Consuegra, Alex Ramirez, and Omar De Los Santos. Along the infield, third to first, Justin Guerrero, Junior Tillian, Jose Rivera, and William Lugo, with Raul Barisierta behind the dish. Runners on second and third, one away for Rainer Nunez. Batting .309 on the year, Atencio kicks and fires. That first pitch in there for a called strike. Looked like the slider might have caught the upper end corner. At least that's what home plate umpire Austin Snow said. The 0-1. That one, a liner, hits right in front of the shortstop. He knocks it down, toss over to first, and that's in time. Adrian Pinto making it across home for the first run of the game. So Nunez at least gets the job done, brings one around. Staying at second was Hugo Cardona. And Damiano Palmigiani will now step up to the plate. Atencio kicks and fires. First pitch, liner right side. That's going to go foul. Oh, and 1 the count to Palmigiani. 6 home runs on the year, 22 RBIs. There goes Cardona, and that one lifted into deep left center field. Going back is Alex Ramirez, and settling underneath it in front of the warning track, he will make the grab. Palmigiani comes in to score for the Blue Jays. We'll head to the top half of the second. It's 1-0, Dunedin with the lead. We're back here, top half of the second, 1-0 ball game. Blue Jays taking the lead in the bottom half of the first. Nick Frasso back out there, kicks and fires first pitch to the left fielder. Stanley Consuegra taking low for a ball, 1-0. Consuegra went 0-for-3 last night, drew a walk. Now a 2-0 count as that one misses below the knees. Frasso kicks and fires that one at the knees, called a strike, 2-1. Took a little bit off the fastball, that one at 95. Gets the strike call. The 2-1. That one skips. Three balls and a strike to the first batter of the inning. Infield shaded a little bit to the left. 3-1, cut and a miss. Fastball at 95. 3-2 count now. Frasso kicks and fires that one down low. Couldn't locate the fastball. Leadoff man on with a walk, and that'll bring up Carlos Dominguez, the DH.
Designated hitter, number 10, Carlos Dominguez.
Frasso gave up a hit in the first inning. Immediately picked him off first. Now the leadoff man on again for St. Lucie. First pitch to Dominguez, a fastball that he can't catch up to, 0-1. The 0-1, that one just above the zone. Dominguez also tied for second in the Florida State League with 9 home runs. He, Gabby Martinez, and Anthony Garcia are all tied at second. 1-2 as he fouls that one off. One ball, two strikes, a man on first. A little up. That'll even it up, 2 balls and 2 strikes. Frasso was a part of that 24 strikeout game by the Blue Jays. And a cut and a miss. That one, the slider, low and away, got Dominguez to chase over top.
That's nasty.
Strikeout number 3 on the day for Nick Frasso.
Second baseman.
And that'll bring up Jose Rivera. First pitch swinging, fly ball to right field, going back at Sotolongo towards the warning track. He settles. No, it's off the wall. About halfway at the wall, it's going to be a single, and making it over to third is Consuegra. He held up. He thought that was going to be caught, preventing Rivera from making it to second. Longest single of the day. Will likely stay that way. Now runners on first and third with one away for Justin Guerrera. Runners on the corners, one away. Kicks and fires, first pitch. Taken up high for a ball, 1-0. Oh, that one's in there. Evens it up, 1-1. Consuegra on third. Rivera on first. Caught and a miss on the slider. Now ball and 2 strikes. Blue Jays infield has been really good this year at turning double plays. The 1-2. That one low and away. Blocked by... Keeps that one in front of him. Now 2-2. End of the game last night on a 4-6-3 double play. Cut and a miss. Again with that slider. 2 down now. 4th strikeout for Frasso, and that'll bring up Raul Berrocierta.
Catcher number 24, Raul Berrocierta.
Berrocierta, the DH last night, went 0 for 4, 2 Ks. Flied out to center field twice. First pitch in the dirt, blocked by Ferrer, 1 and 0 to start him off. Comes up here with runners on the corners, 2 down. Chance to tie up this game here in the second inning. Batting 292 on the year, 3 home runs. That one's in there. 1 and 1 now the count. The 1-1, did he go around? I don't believe so. They'll ask for an appeal, and he did not. That slider down below the zone. Couldn't get him to fully chase after 2 and 1 now. Frasso out of the stretch, comes set, kicks and fires that one at the knees. 2-2. Frasso a strike away from getting out of this little jam. The 2-2 pitch. That one fouled straight down. Berrocierta keeps himself alive. Count stays 2-2. Two balls, two strikes, two on, two out. Kicks and fires. Cut and a miss. 3 strikeouts to end the threat. And we'll head to the bottom half of the second. It's still 1-0 Dunedin in front. And are you ready to turn your love for driving into a paycheck every Friday? Academy Bus is hiring professional drivers at $18 an hour with a $1,000 sign-on bonus. Visit the careers page at academybus.com to apply now. Academy Bus from Boston to Miami. We know the way. Academy Bus, the official bus service of your Dunedin Blue Jays. We're back here, bottom half of the second inning. Adriel Sotolongo will lead it off, and now the right-hander Christian Scott comes up. He takes over for Javier Atencio. First pitch up and in. 94-mile-an-hour fastball. So not a late scratch, a opener situation here for St. Lucie. Out of the windup, he kicks and fires, cut and a miss. 1-1. That one lifted in the infield. Into foul territory is Lugo. He settles underneath right on the chalk. And will make the grab for out number one.
Designated hitter, number 5, Glenn Santiago.
One up, one down here in the bottom half for the Blue Jays. Glenn Santiago DHing today. Scott kicks and fires. That one popped away from Barrasierta. Maybe a little bit of a glove issue for him. Having trouble keeping control while making the grab on these pitches. The 1-0, that one below, no, right at the knees. 1-1. Jose Ferrer on deck. The 1-1 from Scott. That one, the slider, catches the outside corner. Now 1-2. Christian Scott, mainly a fastball slider guy. He does have a changeup, but he doesn't use it too much. A ball and two strikes. Slider again, low and away. Evens it up 2-2. You'd have to assume he'd probably go to that changeup against lefties, him being the right-hander. That one lined right. Stay by Santiago, keeping himself alive, fighting that fastball off. Two balls, two strikes. Scott kicks and fires. That one, the slider, inside, taken for a ball. And I'm not sure if Santiago thought it was ball four, because that runs the count 3-2. And now they're going to ask for an appeal. Santiago took a couple steps away from home, and it's confirmed a strike three call.
The call of ball has been overturned.
The Blue Jays dug out a little bit upset about the late appeal. Austin Snow shouting over, saying that Barrasierta was just confirming that he was able to challenge today. Yes, the home plate umpire, Austin Snow, allowed him to, and he gets the strikeout because of it. First pitch, 83 miles an hour inside, taking for a ball to Jose Ferrer. So first strikeout for Christian Scott is against Glenn Santiago, the 1-0, now 2-0. Fastball usually sits mid-90s. It can reach up to 98 for Christian Scott. The 2-0, that one's in there. Two balls and a strike. Christian Scott, the fifth-round selection for the Mets last year out of the University of Florida. That one up and out. Now 3-1 the count to Jose Ferrer. That one, a hard grounder over to short. Picked up by Tilly, and the throw is in time for Christian Scott to start off his day. We'll head to the top half of the third. It's 1-0. Blue Jays still in front. We're back here, top half of the third. Junior Tilley in the shortstop leading off for the Mets, the 9-0 hitter. He'll be followed by Alex Ramirez and William Lugo. Nick Frasso out for his third inning. Kicks and fires, first pitch, right at the knees, one. Frasso got into a little bit of a jam in the last inning. Caught and a miss there on the slider. Took a lot off of it. And got Tillian way out in front. The 0-2 now. That one low and away. A ball and two strikes. Frasso a little bit of trouble in the second. Able to get out of it via two strikeouts. Three total in the inning. The 1-2. That one lift into left field. Gabby Martinez settles underneath. Takes a little bit of a hop. Makes the grab. And that'll be out number one.
Center fielder, number 25, Alex Ramirez.
Alex Ramirez stepping back up for the second time today. He singled into center. Leading off for the Mets. Takes that first pitch down low for a ball. And was later caught leaning on a pickoff attempt by Nick Frasso. Tagged out by Jose Rivas. That one outside, now 2-0. That one low. Frasso missing on the first three pitches of the at-bat. Now 3-0 count. Alex Ramirez, the 3-0. That one inside corner called a strike. Ramirez thought he had drawn the walk. That fastball just nicks the inside corner. Three balls and a strike. That one in there as well. Frasso dotting the last two fastballs right on the black of home plate on the inside corner. Full count to Ramirez. Frasso fires, fouled off. The 3-2, that one lifted into right field. Solongo going towards the line, and that's going to hook into the netting. So Ramirez stays alive on that foul ball. Solongo tosses it to a couple kids on the ramp right by the office building, and neither one of them can make the grab. Cut and a miss now on the slider. Ramirez down on strikes. Strikeout number 6 for Nick Frasso.
First baseman, number 12, William Lugo.
And now William Lugo will come up. Nobody on, two away. Frasso kicks and fires that one just off the plate. 1-0. Lugo, a strikeout victim in his first at bat, cuts and misses at the fastball. Now a ball and a strike. The 1-1, that one skips. Two balls and a strike. That one outside just misses. Frasso kicks and fires low. Lugo draws the walk, the two-out walk. That'll bring up Omar De Los Santos.
Right fielder, number 21, Omar De Los Santos.
Two walks on the day now for Frasso. Only had one through seven innings worth of work coming in into today. First pitch to De Los Santos. Fastball right down the middle, taken 0-1. That one lifted into center field. Hugo Cardona moving to his left towards the wall, and that's going to be off the wall. Runner coming around third. Scoring is William Lugo. Going into third now is Omar De Los Santos. And he's into third with an RBI triple. That one hit the top of the TD sponsorship sign out in right center field. Cardona couldn't track it all the way into his glove. Made a leaping effort but couldn't get to it. So now the tying run coming in to score. Go-ahead run on third. Two outs. Time called as Drew Hayes is going to go out to the mound and talk to Frasso. First run that Frasso has given up since coming off the IL. That triple by Omar De Los Santos, his third of the year. That puts him in a tie for second in the Florida State League. Drew Hayes heading back to the Blue Jays dugout. The infield going back to their positions. A little bit of trouble here for Frasso in this third inning. Stanley Consuegra will come back up, the left fielder. He drew a walk in the second inning and made it all the way to third in his first at bat. That first pitch he takes for a strike, 0-1. Frasso comes set, kicks, and fires. That one lift into right center field towards the gap. That's going to fall for a base hit. Another run's going to come in. An RBI single for Stanley Consuegra, and now St. Lucie takes the lead. Put the bat in the way, flip that one into right center field. Driving in the go-ahead run now, Mets leading 2-1. First pitch, a cut and a miss to Carlos Dominguez, the DH. One, another cut and a miss. 97 that time. Frasso adding a little bit extra to that one. Oh, 2, that one low and away. Gets back behind Ferrer. He's got a chance at second. Throw is not going to be in time. It's going to be a wild pitch for Frasso. Hesitating on first was Consuegra, and that ball got back to Ferrer pretty quick. So they had a chance at second, but a close play. Now a runner in scoring position again for St. Lucie. 1-2. Frasso fires, cut, and a miss of the slider. Frasso gets him down on strikes, and that will end the inning, but not before the Mets can score two and take the lead. We'll head to the bottom half of the third. It's 2-1, St. Lucie in front. We're back here, bottom half of the third. Jose Rivas leads it off for Dunedin. His first at bat of the day. The Mets taking a 2-1 lead in the top half of this inning. Christian Scott, first pitch. Check swing, he went around. It was there anyway. 0-1 to start off Jose Rivas. The 0-1, that one, the slider in there. Now 0-2, Rivas down in the count. The 0-2 pitch, that one outside. Fastball 95, misses the outside corner. One ball, two strikes. That one low and away. The slider tried to get him to chase, couldn't get it. Evens up the count, 2-2. Adrian Pinto on deck. He'll be followed by Hugo Cardona. Scott out of the windup, kicks and fires. That slider again, low and away. Rivas, good discipline, not chasing after either one. Motioning to Scott to just get it to him. Probably a fastball coming here, and that one low. Misses with that fastball below the knees, and Rivas draws a leadoff walk.
Shortstop, number 44, Adrian Pinto.
Adrian Pinto, the shortstop. Led off with a walk, still a base. Came in on the Rainer Nunez ground out to short. Looks to lay down a bunt. He does. It's a good one. Scott's going to have to go to first, and it's in time to get Pinto as Scott goes to ground. Advancing to scoring position is Jose Rivas. Blue Jays playing a little bit of small ball here. Moving the runner. That's what that play is designed to do. And if Pinto is able to beat it out, then it's a win-win for the Blue Jays. But they're still able to advance the man into scoring position. Hugo Cardona coming up. First pitch, he takes up high for a ball, 1-0. Gabby Martinez on deck. Blue Jays will have a couple chances here to bring in the tying run. That one, liner right side foul. He held back on the slider, but unable to shoot it to the opposite field. A ball and a strike now to Cardona. Scott comes set out of the stretch. And time called and granted to Hugo Cardona. Scott paying close attention to Rivas on second. Formed to steal third here, but he's keeping it close anyway. That one low, now 2-1 to Cardona. Two balls, a strike. Rivas taking a couple extra steps. That one outside. Now 3-1. Pitch so far by Scott. 13 balls, 12 strikes. Kicks and fires. That one low. Another walk here. Cardona getting on first, and now Gabby Martinez will step up. Runners on first and second, only one away.
Left fielder, number 20, Gabby Martinez.
And now Victor Ramos, the pitching coach for St. Lucie, will go out, talk to his pitcher. It does add the potential double play ball into the minds of the St. Lucie defense. Gabby Martinez with a chance here to tie at the ball game, maybe even take the lead on an extra base hit. If he's able to get it in the gap to the wall, Cardona has a ton of speed on first. That's mound visit number one for St. Lucie as Austin Snow points, holds up the number one to their dugout. Two on, one away. Scott kicks and fires. First pitch, grounder right, left side, and that's going to get through. They're going to send Jose Rivas. He rounds third. The throw is going to be offline. And now advancing over to third is Hugo Cardona. And Rivas is going to beat it out anyway. And now first and third, an RBI single by Gabby Martinez. Stop me if you've heard that one before. Gabby Martinez continues his extremely hot month, driving in his 34th RBI of the season. And now Rainer Nunez, runners on first and third, one away. We're tied back up here at two. First pitch to Nunez. He lifts high and deep to left field. They're not even going to turn around to chase. It's gone. High off that netting past the Orange Trail boardwalk. A three-run shot for Rainer Nunez. And he makes this a 5-2 ball game. Rainer Nunez with his 11th home run of the year. He extends his Florida State League lead. And now the Blue Jays take the lead, 5-2 here in the third. Rainer Nunez blasted that one all the way, about three-quarters of the way up that netting, protecting the elementary school over there. The Blue Jays coming back with four in this bottom half of the third, 5-2 lead. First pitch to Palmigiani is inside. He checks his swing, 1-0. The two hottest hitters of the Florida State League lately, showing the Mets exactly what they're capable of. A ball and a strike now to Palmigiani. That one low, taken by Palmigiani. Now 2-1 the count. The 2-1, that one fouled into the netting back behind. Now 2-2 the count. Two balls, two strikes. Scott kicks and fires. Foul tip stays in the mitt of Barisierta. And Palmigiani's down on strikes. That'll bring up Adriel Sotolongo now, two outs, nobody on.
Right fielder, number 22, Adriel Sotolongo.
Sotolongo popped out to third in his first at bat. That one hits his bat. Oh, unlucky break. That one got away from Scott, and it hit Sotolongo's bat as it went back behind him. Christian Scott will take it how he can get it, especially after this inning has definitely not gone his way. That one also inside to Sotolongo. Moves his foot out of the way of it. Now 1-1. Got kicks and fires. That one is in there. Now a ball and two strikes to Sotolongo. A 1-2 pitch outside. Two balls, two strikes. Scott kicks and fires. Cut and a miss. Soto Longo down on strikes, but the Blue Jays score four. Reed take the lead and add on to it. 5-2 as we head toward the top. And don't forget, your Blue Jays take a short road trip to Clearwater starting on this Tuesday and return home on June 7th to start a six-game series against the Lakeland Flying Tigers. Go to DunedinBlueJays.com and get your tickets now. We're back here, top half of the fourth. New pitcher for the Blue Jays, number 15, the righty, Julian Valdez. He takes over for Nick Frasso here in the fourth inning. First batter he'll face is Jose Rivera. First pitch, 91-mile-an-hour fastball inside, 1-0. Rivera, 1-for-1. Singled to right in the second inning. The 1-0, that one inside corner, called a strike now, 1-1. Rivera turned, he didn't think that was a strike. They don't use a challenge, though. Valdez, the 1-1, outside. Valdez, fastball, sinker, slider, change in his repertoire. He struggled a little bit this year. Ninth appearance of the season. That one inside. Now 3-1 the count. Three balls, a strike. Valdez kicks and fires. That one a grounder over to third. Backhanded by Palmigiani. Nice pick. Throw is in time. What a play by Damiano Palmigiani. I'll tell you what, he's been playing fantastic third the past few days, especially.
Third baseman, number 22, Justin Guerrero.
He's normally a sure-handed third baseman, but he's made a couple fantastic plays, especially in this series. One up, one down. Justin Guerrero will come up. First pitch is in there for a called strike, 0-1. The ball's a strike. Valdez fires that one in there as well. That one the slider, 0-2 the count. Final line for Frasso, 3 innings pitch, 4 hits, 2 runs, 2 walks, 7 strikeouts. 302. Did he go around? He did not. Takes that one a little bit high for ball one and two now. The 1-2 pitch, that one just below the knees. Couldn't get the call. That one looked like the changeup. Dropped a little bit too much. 2-2. Valdez kicks and fires up high with that fastball. Guerrero's now worked a full count. Valdez working out of the stretch. Kicks and fires. That one just below. Lost him down 0-2. And now Guerrero drawing the walk. That brings up Raul Barisierta.
Raul Barisierta.
That one inside. Barisierta takes the fastball. 1-0. One on, one out. Blue Jays lead by three here, top half of the fourth inning. The 1-0, grounder over to third. Picked by Palmigiani over to second for one, and they'll get the out. Guerrero came up motioning that he was safe. I think the only argument was that Rivas potentially not on the bag, but it looked like he had his left foot there. So Barisierta reaches on the fielder's choice. Still a runner on first, but now two outs. Valdez kicks and fires. That one lifted high to left towards the line. That's going, and that is gone. A fair ball. That one stayed right down the line. We were hoping it would hook foul, but a two-run shot by Junior Tillian. And now it's back to a one-run ball game.
Now batting.
Junior Tillian with his third home run of the season. And that brings up Alex Ramirez, top of the order. Time called, and home plate umpire Austin Snow telling the Mets dugout enough. You heard some chatter, but I couldn't tell if it was directed at the umpire or not. Ramirez takes that first pitch for a ball low, 1-0. That one inside. Two balls, no strikes. Now a one-run game. Valdez fires that one in there. Now. That's Tillian's second home run of this series. He hit one on Thursday night. Two on, caught in a miss. Valdez fights back in the count now, 2-2. Valdez kicks and fires that one low. Count now full. Three balls, two strikes. Nobody on, two away. A 3-2 pitch. Cut and a miss. Valdez gets Ramirez swinging. Second strikeout of the day for Alex Ramirez, and we'll head to the bottom half of the fourth. The Mets score two. They make it a one-run game, 5-4. Home half coming up. We're back here, bottom half of the fourth, 5-4 ball game. And a ball has made it onto the into left field. Now back onto left field. Stanley Consuegra, the Mets left fielder, ran over, grabbed the ball, tossed it over to the fans out on the Orange Trail, and they missed it. And now it bounces around a little bit again, but not back onto the field of play. So now I think we're ready to go. Christian Scott back out for his third inning worth of work. First pitch, a cut and a miss to Santiago, 0-1. Scott had a really good first inning. Second inning, he got. It's kind of what happens when you face the hottest hitter in the month of May and potentially the best hitter in the Florida State League back-to-back. See if he can work through that. A 1-1 count, that one low. Santiago struck out looking. Back in the second inning, the 2-1. That one lifted into deep left center field. Going back to the wall is Consuegra, and that's going to get over his head. And that's going to get over the wall for a ground rule double. Glenn Santiago shoots that one in the left center field gap. A leadoff double for
catcher number nine.
That's his third double of the year. And now Jose Ferrer will come up with a runner in scoring position. The Blue Jays have a few chances here to bring in a run to extend their lead. First pitch to Ferrer. The slider in there for a called strike. 0-1. Ferrer grounded out to short in his first at bat. The 0-1. That one out. Low and outside. Barrasierta, again, motioning to Scott, just get it to me. Don't worry about trying to yank that pitch and get a guy to chase. Just get it to the catcher. The 1-1, that one lined into left, and that's going to be a fair ball all the way to the wall. Santiago's going to score. Jose Ferrer heading in towards second. Back-to-back doubles to start off this inning, and the Blue Jays extend their lead to 2, now 6-4. Jose Ferrer, his sixth double of the year, driving in his fifth RBI. And now Jose Rivas with a chance to keep this going. A little bit of stirring in the Mets bullpen. We'll see if they actually get someone up and warming up. Blue Jays continue to keep that threat of a runner in scoring position here now. No out still. That one lined right side foul. Rivas drew a walk. Came in to score on the RBI single by Gabby Martinez in the third inning. That one low and outside, just missing on that slider. A ball and a strike to Rivas. Scott kicks and fires. That one ripped into left field. Can we make it back to back to back? And we do. Off the wall. They're going to throw towards second. Rivas is going to be a close play, and they're going to get him. Rivas tagged out at second, trying to advance that into a double. But he does get the RBI, and the Blue Jays extend their lead yet again. Dineen now leads by three. He'll go down as an RBI single for Jose Rivas. Top of the order now up, one away. First pitch down low, taken for a ball by Adrian Pinto, 1-0. That one down low as well. Fastball misses just below the knees. 2-0 the count to Pinto. Scott back out of the windup, kicks and fires. That one finds the zone now. And Pinto immediately asking for a challenge. And it is confirmed as a strike.
All strike has been upheld. The result is a 2-1 count on the batter.
Count now 2-1 to Adrian Pinto. Blue Jays. First challenge of the day is an unsuccessful one. They now have two remaining. Scott kicks and fires. That one, liner right side, foul. Soft liner just fouled the first base line. 2-2 count now to Adrian Pinto. And we're going to pause as Omar De Los Santos has to go and retrieve that ball from foul territory down the right field line. Two balls, two strikes. Scott kicks and fires. Grounder right back to him. Picked, he's going to toss it over to first, and it's going to be a 1-3 putout. Two down now for Hugo Cardona.
Now batting number 11, Hugo Cardona.
First pitch to Cardona, taking inside four ball. Juan Ando to start him. He's reached on two walks today. Yet to record an official at bat. Takes that one in there for a strike, now 1-1. Scott kicks and fires. That one a grounder over to third. That's going to be picked up by Guerrera. Throw is in time to get Cardona, and that will end the inning. But the Blue Jays score two more runs on doubles by Santiago and Ferrer and an RBI single by Rivas. We'll head to the top half of the fifth. It's 7-4 here at TD Ballpark. And Blue Jays fans, join us on Saturday, June 11th, for the start of Dunedin Pride Week. Your Blue Jays take on the Lakeland Flying Tigers with a 6:30 p.m. first pitch, and they will be donning a special Pride Night jersey sponsored by the Dunedin Chamber of Commerce. Don't miss out. Head to DunedinBlueJays.com and get your tickets now. We're back here, top half of the fifth inning, 7-4 lead for the Blue Jays. Julian Valdez out for his second inning. Gave up two on the home run by Junior Tillian in the fourth. But his offense quickly answered back with two of their own in the bottom half of the fourth, cutting a miss on the slider. 0-1 to start off, William Lugo. Lugo 0-1, a walk and a K, a run scored. That one's in there now, 0-2. No balls, two strikes. Valdez kicks and fires that one. Lined left side, but well, foul. Gilbert Gomez, the third base coach, and bench coach of the Mets. He got out of the way of that line drive, pointed towards the field of play, and told Lugo to hit it there. The 0-2 pitch, that one skips well in front of the plate. One ball, two strikes. Valdez kicks, fires. Ground ball, left side hard hit into the railing of the Mets dugout. So Lugo not following his third base coach's instructions. Hits that one even more foul. Stays alive though, 1-2. And a cut and a miss, that one in the dirt, the slider. Ferrer applies the tag, and that'll be out number one of the inning.
Right fielder, number 21, Omar De Los Santos.
Omar De Los Santos, the right fielder. He's 1-for-2 with an RBI triple. That one coming in the third off of Nick Frasso. First pitch, lifted high and deep to left field. Going back to the warning track is Martinez climbing up the wall, and that's going to be gone. A solo shot for Omar De Los Santos, his fifth of the year. He cuts the lead, the Blue Jays lead now down to two as he circles the bases. Second home run given up of the day for Julian Valdez, and now it'll bring up Stanley Consuegra. First pitch to Consuegra, cut and a miss on the slider. No balls, a strike. Consuegra, one for one of the day with a walk and a single. And he lifts that one high and deep to left center field. Cardona jogging over right at the warning track, makes the grab. Adjusting a little bit at the very end, turning to his right to make the grab. But it's an out nevertheless.
Now batting, number
now
10,
Carlos Dominguez will Dominguez. Step up. Two down, bases empty. Carlos Dominguez. He's 0 for 2, 2 Ks. That one lifted high, deep to left field. Martinez turns, watches that one go. Carlos Dominguez hits his 10th home run of the year. Third home run given up by Valdez. And now the lead down to one. He now breaks the tie for second.
Second baseman, number 9.
Moves into second solo on that home run. One behind Rainer Nunez. Two outs now for Jose Rivera. The second baseman, first pitch, taken low for a ball, 1-0. He's 1 for 2 on the day. Oh, that one's in there. One ball, one strike. Valdez kicks and fires. That one is in there as well. The slider catches the outside corner. 1-2 now the count to Rivera. The 1-2 pitch, cut and a miss. He definitely went around there. Doesn't even try to fake it. He's down on strikes, and Valdez gets out of the inning. Gives up two runs on two solo shots. We'll head to the bottom half of the fifth. It's now 7-6, Blue Jays lead. We're back here, bottom half of the fifth inning. It's 7-6. Blue Jays lead it after the Mets came back and scored two more in the top half of this inning. Levi David, the new pitcher for the Mets, on for the 10th time. He's 0-1 with a 5.87 ERA. He pitched in Wednesday night's game. Only went one-third of an inning. Hit a batter, walked two. Struck out one. He loaded the bases when Nathan Jones was able to get a 1-2-3 double play to end it. That pitch in there now, 0-2 to Martinez. Martinez 1-for-2 with an RBI and a run scored. David kicks and fires. Grounder right back at him. I think it might have hit his foot. Grounder towards second now and picked up by Rivera for the 4-3 putout.
First baseman, number 37, Rainer Nunez.
One up, one down. Now Rainer Nunez comes up. Nunez 1-for-2 with a 3-run shot in the third inning. He's 11th of the year. The first pitch he takes well up, 1-0. Demiano Palmigiani on deck. Now on a grounder off the end of the bat towards the Blue Jays dugout. Now 1-1 after that foul ball. That slider low and away. Got him to chase after it. Now a 1-2 count to Nunez. The 1-2. That one fouled right off the end of the bat by Nunez. Staying alive. Ball, two strikes. David comes set, kicks and fires, cut and a miss. Three straight sliders to get Nunez swinging. Two up, two down. That brings out Damiano Palmigiani. Blue Jays do have some action in their pen. Likely the end of the day for Julian Valdez, so we'll probably get a new pitcher in the top half of the sixth inning. Cut and a miss there to start off. Palmigiani, 0-1. And now an automatic ball called on Levi David. He stepped off to compose himself. Can't do that when you don't have anybody on base to mask it as a pickoff attempt. The 1-1, checks his swing. Did he go around? He did not. Now 2-1 the count. David kicks and fires. That one lifted shallow right. Second baseman Rivera out to come get that one. Makes the grab, and that will be the inning. 1-2-3 to the top half of the sixth. Still a one-run lead for Dunedin.
Blue Jays fans.
Austin Kelly, the new pitcher for the Blue Jays. Justin Guerrero, Raul Barrasierta, and Junior Tillian all due up in this half inning for St. Lucie. First pitch, a grounder left side. That's going to be picked up by Pinto. Throw is going to be a little high, and the tag applied. Good job by Rainer Nunez getting up for that ball and having the wherewithal to turn and make the tag on Guerrero. One up, one down.
Catcher number 24, Raul Barrasierta.
One pitch, one out. That brings up the catcher, Raul Barrasierta. Justin Kelly on for the 12th time this year. 22 and a third innings pitch, a 4.43 ERA. And there's a liner into right field. That's going to be a base hit. A one-out single for Barrasierta. He's on for the second time today. First hit.
Shortstop, number 18, Junior Tillian.
And now Junior Tillian comes up. Hit that two-run shot in the fourth inning. His third home run of the year, second of this series. That first pitch is in there for a called strike. 0-1 to start him off. Justin Kelly, fastball, cutter, curve, and change in his repertoire. That one in there, that was the curve. No, that one called inside a ball. That one looked real close. But it goes in the Mets' favor, 1-1. Kelly kicks and fires. That one lifted into left field. Going back to the track is Martinez turning around, and that one is going to be off the top of the wall and gone. Another two-run shot by Junior Tillian, his second of the day. And the Mets take back the lead now 8-7 here in the sixth inning. Two home runs, four RBIs on the day for Junior Tillian. Now the top of the order coming back up for St. Lucie. First pitch fouled by Ramirez. 0-1 to start him. Seen five home runs already in this game, four of them for the Mets. One for the Blue Jays. And that's two solo shots and two-run shots. The Blue Jays, the one, Rainer Nunez. And it's a one-run lead for the Mets as they've scored two runs in the last four innings. Grounder over to third, picked up by Palmigiani. Throw is in time for the out, two down. So that's not for William Lugo. He's 0 for 2 with a walk and two Ks. First pitch up and in. 1-0 to start off Lugo. The 1-0, that one popped up back and out of play. Evens it up, a ball and a strike. Justin Kelly was signed out of the University of Utah right after the draft. He went undrafted. And that curveball just misses. Ferrer thought that one caught the knees. Now 2-1 the count. Kicks and fires. That one down low. Now a 3-1 count to Lugo. Three balls, one strike, two outs here. Bases empty. That one ripped down the line, headed towards the pole, and that's going to be a foul ball. Home run distance for William Lugo. Made a bid for his fourth of the year, but hooked it a little bit foul. Just about 2 or 3 feet inside of that foul pole. Now a full count to the first baseman. Kelly kicks and fires that one. Did he go? He didn't. Ferrer either thought that one caught the corner or thought he went around. It was close. But the Blue Jays couldn't get the call in their advantage.
Right fielder, number 21, Omar De Los Santos.
So two out walk, that'll bring up Omar De Los Santos. He's 2 for 3. An RBI triple in the third and a solo shot in the fifth. Caught and a miss. 0-1 to start him off. And now a move over to first. Back in time is Lugo. No balls, one strike. One on, two away. Kelly kicks and fires that one in there. No, just misses. Oh, wow. That's definitely one I'd challenge. But a 1-1. The 1-1 pitch lifted into center field. Going back is Cardona. He's going to turn around, and that's going to be gone. Second home run of the day for Omar De Los Santos. And the Mets offense has come alive here. Scoring 4 in this inning. And taking a 10-7 lead.
Left fielder, number 5, Stanley Consuegra.
First pitch, grounder over to short. Pinto with a pickup throw is in time to get Consuegra to get out of the inning. But the Mets score 4, take a 3-run lead. We'll head to the bottom half of the 6th inning. It's 10-7, Mets in front. Don't forget, your Blue Jays take a short road trip to Clearwater starting on Tuesday and return home on June 7th to start a 6-game series against the Lakeland Flying Tigers. Go to DunedinBlueJays.com to get your tickets now. And fans, make sure not to miss out on all the great weekly promotions we have here at TD Ballpark. Every Thursday home game is Dollar Beer Night presented by Budweiser. We've got $1 12-ounce beers, $2 16-ounce beers, and $1 12-ounce soda. Every Friday home game, we have buy one, get one margaritas and house wine. And every Saturday home game, kids can run the bases after the game. Head to DunedinBlueJays.com. Get your tickets now. We're back here, bottom half of the sixth. The Mets now leading by three. New pitcher for St. Lucie is Nathan Lavender, the lefty out of University of Illinois, 14th round pick by the Mets in last year's draft. He's on for the 10th time. He's looked real good so far this season, 4-1 with an 0.51 ERA. Caught in a miss there, now a 1-1 count to Adriel Sotolongo. The lefty out of the windup, kicks and fires. Cut and a miss. Now 1-2. The 1-1. That one misses high and outside, 2-2. Lavender with a little bit of a hitch in his windup on that leg kick. And he doesn't do it there. He misses with that one, 3-2 now. Kind of a funky delivery. I think he's had three different windups now. 3-2. That one in there. Called strike three. Sotolongo knew it right away. That slider. One down for Glenn Santiago, now the DH. First pitch, a cut and a miss. 92-mile-an-hour fastball, 0-1. Jose Ferrer on deck for the Blue Jays. 6-7-8. That one misses low. A ball and a strike. Lavender kicks and fires. That one in there. That slider. He's going fastball slider heavy. That slider, though, it looks like if he hangs one up, it can be driven pretty far. He follows that one back up with a fastball. Fouled off by Santiago. Now 1-2 still. A ball and two strikes. The 1-2. That one low. Tough take, but a good one by Santiago. That slider has a ton of horizontal break. That one shot into right field. That's going to stay up long enough for the diving grab made by Omar De Los Santos. A really nice play out there in right field.
Catcher number 9, Jose Ferrer.
Two up, two down in this inning for the Blue Jays. Now Jose Ferrer will step in. He's 1-for-2 with an RBI double. Batting 239 on the year. First pitch, cut and a miss. Fastball 0-1. The 0-1 follows that up with a slider. Catches the zone right of the knees. Now an 0-2 count. Ferrer didn't like that call. And now a quick pitch on that leg kick. That's the third or fourth different style we've seen from Lavender. Trying to throw off the timing of these hitters. Cut and a miss on that slider. Ferrer down on strikes. Three up, three down for Lavender as we head towards the top half of the seventh inning. It's 10-7. St. Lucie still in front. We're back here, top half of the seventh. First pitch by Braden Scott. Misses, and Ferrer can't believe it. He's asking for that challenge right away. The appeal is held up for a second, and it's confirmed as a ball.
The call of ball has been upheld.
I'll tell you, that looked real similar to the one that Ferrer got called on. That slider right at the knees looked almost identical to Nathan Lavender's. But it is confirmed as a ball. Carlos Dominguez leads it off for the Mets. That one down low as well, now 2-0. Braden Scott on for the 11th time. He's 2-1 with a 2.41 ERA. That one finds the lower inside corner, now 2-1. 18 and two-thirds innings pitch, 26 strikeouts for the lefty. We saw him on Friday night. That one finds the zone as well. Two balls, two strikes. He came out for the four-out save on Friday night. 2-2. That one hits Dominguez. That slider he pulled a little bit. Ends up hitting the front leg. The leadoff man will be on for St. Lucie.
Second baseman, number 9, Jose Rivera.
Jose Rivera, the second baseman. First pitch is in there for a called strike. And a quick appeal by Rivera. And now it's a 1-0 count. That one changes to a ball.
The result is a 1-0 count on the batter.
The 1-0, that one in there now, 1-1. The Mets have been successful on all of their challenges thus far. The Blue Jays 0-2. That one right at the knees, called a strike now. 1-2, the count to Jose Rivera. Rivera 1-for-3 on the day with a single. Not coming back in the second inning. The 1-2 pitch fouled off. Rivera staying alive, found that pitch off. Mets lead by 3 here, top half of the 7th. 1-2, that one up high. Fastball, cutter, slider, and a curveball for Braden Scott. 2-2 pitch, cut and a miss. Brought the fastball, and that's out number 1 of the inning.
Third baseman, number 22, Justin Guerrero.
Braden Scott, the lefty, went undrafted out of Indiana University. First pitch to Justin Guerrero is in there for a strike, 0-1. That one fouled off. No balls, two strikes. Braden Scott was a starter in JUCO for only Central College, then transferred to Indiana and was exclusively a reliever. That one in there, called strike 3. Guerrero down looking. That's 2 down now in this top half of the 7th.
Now batting, number 24, Raul Barrasierta.
Runner still on first, 2 down now for Raul Barrasierta. He's 1-for-3, 2 runs scored. He reached on a fielder's choice in the 4th, singled in the 6th inning. That one popped to the right and out of play. K came in to score on both of Junior Tillian's two-run shots. Scott, after going undrafted, ended up playing independent ball for Terre Haute and Evansville before being signed by the Blue Jays. That one in there for called strike, now 0-2. It's a pretty cool story for Braden Scott. Ended up signing in February of this year. The 0-2, cut and a miss. Scott down on strikes, and now Barisierta not liking that. Let's see what happens here. Braden Scott was pumped up after that strikeout, and Barisierta did not like it one bit. He started walking towards Braden Scott, trying to do something there before being broken up by Austin Stowe. It's stretch time here at TD Ballpark. We'll head to the bottom half of the seventh. It's still 10-7. Mets lead it. We're back here, bottom half of the seventh. New pitcher for the Mets is Trey McLaughlin, the right-hander. First pitch, base hit for Jose Rivas, his second of the day. Line that one into left field. Leadoff man's on. Now top of the order coming up.
Shortstop, number 44, Adrian Pinto.
First pitch to Adrian Pinto by McLaughlin is in there for a called strike. Owen wanted to start him off. McLaughlin on for the fifth time this year. 9 1/3 innings pitched. That one just off the plate. 1-1. He's 1-1 with a 5.79 ERA. We saw him on Tuesday in the series opener. That one's flied to left field. Coming in now is Consuegra. He makes the grab for out number one.
Center fielder, number 11.
In that appearance on Tuesday, McLaughlin went 3 1/3, gave up two runs on three hits. First pitch to Cardona is in there for a called strike, 0-1. Dunedin won that series opener 6-2. That one fouled straight down. Now 0-2 the count to Cardona. Hugo Cardona on the day, 0-1. He's drawn two walks and scored a run. 0-2 count here now. Gabby Martinez on deck. And he watches that one go by for strike three called. Two down now for Gabby Martinez.
Number 20, Gabby Martinez.
1-3 on the day, an RBI single in the third. Bottom half of the seventh inning, the Blue Jays down by three. Ground over to third. That'll be picked up by Guerrera. Throw is in time, a little bit offline, but able to step on the bag was William Lugo. The Blue Jays leave one. We'll head to the top half of the eighth inning. It's 10-7. Mets lead it. And Blue Jays fans, every home game this season will be streamed live here on the Dunedin Blue Jays Radio Network. Your Blue Jays return home on June 7th to take on the Lakeland Flying Tigers in a six-game set here at TD Ballpark. Go to DunedinBlueJays.com for tickets or listen live right here on the Dunedin Blue Jays Radio Network. We're back here, top half of the eighth inning. 10-7 lead for St. Lucie. Braden Scott out for his second inning. Taking a little bit of time getting that warm-up ball in. First pitch to Junior Tillian in there for a called strike, 0-1. Braden Scott hit Dominguez to start off his appearance, then struck out the next three, ruffling a few feathers, mainly by Raul Barisierta. A ball and a strike now. Kicks and fires, cut and a miss there. 1-2. One ball, two strikes, that one inside. Junior Tillian staring out towards Braden Scott after that. That pitch not particularly close to him, but he didn't love it. The 2-2, that one fouled off. Two-two count. Scott fires, fouled off. Junior Tillian, 2-3, two two-run shots in this game. hit three in this series. That one outside, and Junior Tillian thought he drew the walk. He's about going to make it about halfway down to first before he finally realizes that was ball three. A little bit overzealous on that, and we'll try it again with a full count. A 3-2 pitch. That one lifted right side. Lands a few rows deep. And it's still 3-2. Three balls, two strikes. Scott fires. That one fouled off again. Tillian not leaving the batter's box at all. Digs right back in. Scott back on the rubber. Comes set. Pitches out of the stretch. Kicks and fires. That one lifted right side. That's going to go out of play again. And now it bounces around over there and into the right field corner. So DeLonga is going to have to go to retrieve it. Three balls, two strikes. He's been late on each of the fastballs he's been able to get a piece of. Crowd telling him to swing faster. The 3-2 lifts that one high and deep to left center field. That's off the scoreboard. The third home run of the day for Junior Tillian. And he listened to the home fans' advice. He swung faster on that one. Sent it off the bottom of the scoreboard out there. And now the Mets lead 11-7.
Center fielder, number 25, Alex Ramirez.
Junior Tillian having himself a day. Three home runs today. Numbers 3, 4, and 5 on the year. First pitch to Alex Ramirez in there for a called strike, 0-1. That one in there as well now, 0-2. Six home runs by the Mets today. That one in there called strike three. Ramirez down looking. Third strikeout by him for today. And that's going to bring up William Lugo.
First baseman, number 12, William Lugo.
Grounder right side. That's going to be picked up by Nunez. He's going to take it himself for the unassisted putout. And now that's two down.
Now batting, number 21, Omar De Los Santos.
Omar De Los Santos, he's 3-for-4, a triple and 2 home runs. He and Tillian have really carried this offense, this lineup today. First pitch taken up high for a ball, 1-0. Mets now lead by 4, the 1-0, cut and miss. That one right at the knees, just below. Ferrer's going to ask for an appeal there. And that's confirmed as a strike.
Call of ball has been overturned.
Now it's a 1-2 count to Santos, De Los Santos.
1-2 count on the batter.
One ball, two strikes. Scott kicks and fires, cut and a miss. De Los Santos down on strikes for the second time today. We'll head to the bottom half of the eighth. Blue Jays need 4 runs over the next 2 innings. It's 11-7 here at TD Ballpark. We're back here, bottom half of the eighth inning. Blue Jays trail by 4, 11-7 here. Rainer Nunez leads it off. He'll be followed by Damiano Parmigiani and Adriel Sotolongo. First pitch by McLaughlin is taken inside for ball 1-0. McLaughlin out for his second inning. That one inside as well. Two balls, no strikes, the count. That one fouled off the end of the bat, back to the backstop. Two balls and a strike to Nunez. The Mets hitting their sixth home run of the day in the top half of this inning. That ties their single game record as Nunez swings over top of that slider. Now 2-2. They hit six home runs in a single game back in 2009. It's the only time they've ever done it until today. The 2-2 pitch, that one low, now 3-2. They hit five all solo shots in Wednesday's game. And that one ripped out of the glove of Guerrera, and the throw is not going to come. That should go down as a hit for Nunez. He bolted that one over to third, and Guerrera just couldn't keep it in his glove. So a leadoff single for Rainer Nunez. He's 2-for-4 on the day now. Damiano Parmigiani will step in. First pitch he takes for a strike on the outside corner. 0-1 to start him off. McLaughlin kicks and fires that one down low. Parmigiani 0-for-3 today. The 1-1. That one lifted high and back. Bear Sierta doesn't know where it is, and that's going to land in foul in the stands anyway. Parmigiani now down in the count, 1-2. And he lifts that one high, deep to left field. Consuegra turns around, and that is gone. Caught out there by that fan in the red shirt. And the Blue Jays now cut the deficit back down to 2. Damiano Parmigiani with his 7th home run of the year. His 3rd of this series. And now it's 11-9. Damiano Parmigiani blasting that one to left field. Getting this game into a much more manageable position. And no outs here in the bottom half of the eighth. The Blue Jays back down to just trailing by 2. First pitch, a foul tip by Sotolongo back into the netting. 0-1 to start him off. Parmigiani's been swinging a hot bat as well lately. I believe that's his 4th home run in the last 8 games. As Sotolongo took that one for a strike, now 0-2. Caught and a miss there on the off speed. Sotolongo down on strikes, 3rd time today. And that'll bring up Glenn Santiago, 1 out, bases empty.
Hitter, number 5, Glenn Santiago.
Juan Santiago. 1-for-3 today. Lifts that one high right side. That's going to stay in the infield. Second baseman Rivera is going to call it off. Backpedaling makes the grab after the late adjustment. And that's two down now. Jose Ferrer, 1-for-3 with a double, an RBI, and a run scored. First pitch, he fouls into the straight down into the plate. 0-1 to start him off. The 0-1 pitch, cut and a miss by Ferrer. Now 0-2, two down. The 0-2 cuts and misses. That one skipped in front of the plate. Now running it out to first. The put out made. And that will end the inning. We'll head to the top half of the ninth. The Blue Jays score two more off the bat of the Damiano Palmigiani two-run shot. We'll head to the top half of the ninth. It's 11-9. Mets in front. We're back here in the top half of the ninth inning. Wilhenis Alvarado takes over the pitching duties from Braden Scott. The lefty of the first pitch kicks and fires, cut and a miss on the sinker to start it off. 0-1 against Stanley Consuegra. The 0-1, grounder left side, that's going to be foul. Now on the sinker again. Alvarado on for the 11th time this year. The 0-2 pitch. Grounder left side again. Foul once more. Palmigiani charging in to grab it. But picked it up about a foot into foul territory. Consuegra stays alive. Still 0-2. He's 1-for-3 in the day, an RBI single in the third. Alvarado kicks and fires that. A leadoff single for Stanley Consuegra. That brings up Carlos Dominguez, the DH.
Number 10, Carlos Dominguez.
Alvarado kicks and fires first pitch to Dominguez. The slider in there on the outside corner for a strike, 0-1. Dominguez 1-for-3. That one being a solo shot in the fifth inning. The 0-1 off the end of the bat, foul. No balls, two strikes. One on, nobody out. That one inside. Did that hit him again? It did. That back foot slider hit the back foot of Dominguez, and now it will be runners on first and second. No outs for Jose Rivera. Blue Jays definitely need an inning here with no runs given up. And it's not a great start. First two hitters on for St. Lucie.
Second baseman, number 9, Jose Rivera.
Dominguez hit for the second time today. Now Jose Rivera, he's 1-for-4. First pitch in there. Sinker at 90. 0-1 to start off Rivera, and they're going to appeal that. It is
The call of strike has been upheld.
It is confirmed a strike.
0-1 count on the
umpire didn't give a clear signal, but thanks to Bradley Kevill, our PA announcer, in commercials, we got the call. 0-1. That one just off the plate. That slider. Ferrer wanted that call pretty bad. A ball and a strike. Alvarado comes set. Kicks and fires. Fouled off. Now 1-2. One ball, two strikes to Rivera. Looking to add an insurance runner too. The Mets are in this half inning. There's a grounder right side. Potential double play. Over to second for one, and they're going to have to hold. Now a throw over to third. Consuegra took a few steps off. Alvarado had to go cover first. And Adrian Pinto didn't think that he would get there in time, so he turned and went to three, trying to throw behind Consuegra to no avail. So now runners on the corners, one away. The fielder's choice by Rivera. Dominguez was forced out at second. Consuegra on third. First pitch in there for a called strike. 0-1 to start off Guerrera. Justin Guerrera, the third baseman, 0-for-3 on the day. Alvarado kicks and fires. That one's in there as well. Now 0-2. Alvarado locating well. Was really a bad miss. Was the one that hit Dominguez. The 0-2 pitch. That one lifted left side. That's going to get up and out of play. A strikeout or a double play ball would be huge for Alvarado and the Blue Jays. Trying to get to the bottom half of the ninth. You're already down by two. You don't want to increase your workload. That one low. Consuegra running a decent bit down the third base line towards home as his secondary lead. The 1-2, that one's in there. Called strike 3. Guerrera down on strikes for the third time today, second time looking, and that brings up Raul Barrasierta.
Catcher number 24, Raul Barrasierta.
First pitch is inside, taken for a ball by Barrasierta. 1-0. Runners on first and third. Two outs here, top of the ninth. That one outside. Missed on that slider. Blue Jays trying to keep the deficit as is. That one in there, inside corner. That sinker right on the inner edge. Two balls, a strike. Alvarado kicks and fires. Fouled straight down. That one off the umpire, actually. Austin Snow shaking his hand. Now a 2-2 count at the plate to Raul Barrasierta, the catcher. The 2-2, cut and a miss, swung over top of that slider. Big strikeout for Wilhannis Alvarado, and we'll head to the bottom half of the ninth. The Blue Jays need two to keep this thing going. If they win it today, it'll be off a walk-off. We'll be back for the bottom half of the ninth. You're listening to the Dunedin Blue Jays Radio Network. We're back here, bottom half of the ninth. The Blue Jays trail by two. New pitcher for St. Lucie is the right-hander, Nathan Jones. First pitch inside, almost Jose Rivas. Good thing is he's fine, so we'll take it. Leadoff man on for the Blue Jays. Exactly what you need. It brings the tying run to the plate.
Stop, number 44, Adrian Pinto.
Probably not exactly what the Mets were looking for when they brought in Nathan Jones. Now Adrian Pinto, first pitch. Outside, popped out of the glove of Barrasierta. Looks like he's having another couple issues with that, and they're going to appeal for it. And it is changed to a strike. Now an 0-1 count to Pinto.
Overturned. The result is an 0-1 count on the batter.
Now move over to first. Rivas back in time. One count. That's one pickoff attempt for Jones. 13th appearance on the year, 4.82 ERA. That one in there. Now 0-2. Two saves on the year. He's looking to get his third. The 0-2 grounder right up the middle. That's when he stepped on second and over to first for two. Perfect double play ball for Jose Rivera to take it himself. Stepped on second in stride and tossed it over to first for the 4-3 double play. Now Hugo Cardona will step up. Nobody on, two down. Caught in a miss on that first pitch, 0-1. He's 0-2 on the day. He has drawn two walks. Jones kicks and fires. That one low and away. Followed it up with another slider. He appeared in Wednesday night's game, went 2 2/3, gave up 5 hits, 4 runs, all earned. That one lifted to right field, back towards the warning track. Dominguez settles underneath and makes the grab, and that will end it. The Blue Jays got the leadoff man on, but a double play took that away. Fly ball to right field to end it. The Mets take the game. They improve to 29-16 on the year. The Blue Jays fall to 20-25. The Mets scored 11 runs on 12 hits, no errors. The Blue Jays, 9 runs on 8 hits, no errors as well.
And that's your ball game, the final score of today's game.
The win goes to Levi David. The loss to Justin Kelly, and the save goes to Nathan Jones. Your Blue Jays will be in Clearwater for the next week, and we'll be back home on June 7th. First pitch for that Tuesday night game is 6:30 p.m. We appreciate you tuning in today, and on behalf of everyone here at the Dunedin Blue Jays Radio Network, I'm Chris Valentine. Mets and Blue Jays split the series 3-3 each. We'll be back on June 7th. Go Blue Jays. We'll see you next time.